Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm Li Zeng with Investor Relations Department of China Telecom Corporation Limited. Here, on behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our 2012 interim result presentations. The presentation will be conducted in Chinese with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A section will be hosted by a moderator and offered with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch your mobile phone off and set to a vibration mode. First of all, I would like to introduce the company's management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochao, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Yang Jie, President and COO. Madam Wu Andi, Executive Vice President and CFO. Mr. Sun Kamen, Executive Vice President. Thank you for joining us today. I hope the presentation will be helpful to you. Now let's welcome our Chairman Wang to present the company's performance in the first half of 2012. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to meet you all to introduce the company performance in the first half of 21st. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First, I will talk about the company's overall performance. In the first half, the company achieved the most remarkable result in our history. The development model of the company has become more mature after years of strategic transformation and scientific development, leading to accelerated growth of our business. Highlights of our development are 3G has driven fast mobile expansion, and our revenue growth exceeds the average level of the industry. The company accelerated the upgrade of fiber network to boost the broadband business, and the wireline business turned it to positive. The company is timely to acquire the mobile network to enhance the corporate value. In the first half of the year, our operating revenues were 138 billion, up by 14.9%. Excluding revenue from mobile terminal sales, operating revenue were 126.6 billion, an increase of 11.3% over last year. EBITDA was 48.8 billion, up by 0.5%, EBITDA margin was 38.5%. Net profit was 8.8 billion, down by 7.4% year on year. As for the subscriber expansion, mobile subscriber is increased by 17.71 million to 140 million, of which 3G subscribers increased by 14.67 million to 50.96 million. The number of broadband subscribers increased by 6.89 million and reached 83.7 million, while the number of access lines in service was 167 million. Let's review the KPI of the company during the first half. The data show that the company achieved a satisfactory result for all indicators. We successfully expand the mobile subscriber scale while maintaining stable ARPU. The mobile ARPU was 52.4, while 3G ARPU was around like 74, suggesting our mobile business achieved effective scale development. Wireline business revenue rebounded to positive and registered a 1.9% growth. Notably, the company short-term profitability was under pressure due to the launch of iPhone in March and the appropriate increase of marketing initiative. Nevertheless, such effective investment will allow the company to further expand high-end market and achieve breakthrough in mobile business, and thereby enhancing our long-term value. In the first half of the year, the company revenue growth exceeded industry average for the first time, and the revenue structure was further optimized. The revenue from the growth businesses accounted for 83.9% of the total revenues, up by 12.4 percentage points over 2010. The revenue from mobile business became our largest source of revenue, accounting for 39.2% of total revenues, up by 14.6 percentage points over 2010. Wireline broadband revenue accounted for 24.2% of total revenue. While proportion of wireline voice service in our revenue structure further declined to 16.1% from 28.5% in 2010, while revenue from PHS accounted for only 0.3% of total revenue, the business risk of the company was further alleviated. Now, I would like to discuss some details on CDMA network acquisitions. This acquisition kicked off in March, and the preparatory work were completed. The acquisition proposal was adopted by the board meeting held this morning, and it will be proposed to the EGM for approval. The acquisition target includes the CDMA network asset and the associated liability located in the head office and in 30 provinces owned by the parent company, excluding in Tibet provinces. The initial consideration as agreed with the parent company was 84.6 billion. The completion date of the acquisition is expected on 31st December this year. As the carrying value of the acquisition target may change during the period between the base day for asset appraisal being 31st March 2012 and the completion day, the price adjustment mechanism will be set up. The amount of price adjustment will not be more than 3 billion. The consideration will be settled by initial payment and deferred payment. The initial payment is around 30% of the consideration, which will be approximately 25.5 billion. The deferred payment will be payable to the parent company on or before the 5th anniversary of the completion date. This acquisition will be proposed to the EGM to be held in October for approval. The reason for the acquisitions are as follows. The board believe that this acquisition will bring significant benefits. First, it will allow the company to save the rapid increasing mobile network lease fee, leading to the significant improvement of post-lease fee EBITDA and the growth of shareholders' value. Secondly, it will significantly reduce the amount of connected transactions between the company and the parent company. The mobile services and network will be closely integrated and our business operation will be better managed and more transparent. Lastly, the company will gain direct control over the investment decision of mobile network and the efficiency of the mobile network investment, and operation will be enhanced. besides this benefit, I think people will be more concerned about like the net profit and cash flow. On the following page as well, we'll discuss the earnings impact. This, the effect on cost and profitability arising from this acquisition are the following. Currently, the lease fee is linked with the mobile service revenue. As the mobile service revenue grows rapidly, the lease fee also increases significantly. The growth rate of the lease fee is obviously higher than the increase of the depreciation and the maintenance expenses. The lease revenue of the acquisition target reached 11.3 billion in the first half this year, while the depreciation and network maintenance costs were 7.2 billion and 3.6 billion respectively. Clearly, the lease fee exceeded the sum of depreciation and network maintenance expenses. As a result, we believe after the acquisition, we can save the fast-growing lease fee in the future, and which will enhance the future profitability of the company. As the CapEx on the mobile network will be borne by the listed company after the acquisition, the company's cash flow will be affected. However, taking into account the trend of mobile CapEx in recent years, our mobile CapEx has trended relatively stable and it may not experience significant rise in the near future. The CapEx for the acquisition target was approximately 7 billion in the first half of this year, and the lease fee was approximately 700 million, higher than the sum of the mobile CapEx and the network maintenance expense. Therefore, with the prominent growth of the mobile service revenue and effective control on CapEx, we believe the future cash flow of the company will increase steadily after the acquisitions. Let's have a conclusion. Based on our comprehensive analysis, the company believes in China, the mobile market is still riding on the solid 3G momentum. The migration from 2G to 3G services will be the major trend in the next few years. Broadband market will maintain its healthy growth momentum despite new competitions. Mobile internet, cloud computing, and the Internet of Things will bring us more opportunities. Therefore, we are enjoying a golden opportunities for growth. We will adhere to our strategies of maintaining the deal leadership in innovation and services. We'll further our effort in the scale development of the three major businesses, including mobile, broadband, service and information application to promote long-term value creation. Next, may invite President Yang to introduce the business review. Thanks, Chairman Wang. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm going to introduce our business performance in the first half of 2012. This table shows the company's revenue breakdown and the changes. The company has two major businesses, mobile and wireline. Now let's look at it, mobile. Mobile revenue was 54 billion, up by 43.2%, taking about 39.2% of the total revenue. For the wireline business in the first half, if there's some change from negative to positive in the first half this year. In In the first half, the wildlife revenue was up by 1.9% and accounted for about 60.8% of the total revenue of the company. In the first half of 2012, the mobile business continued to be driven by 3G services and achieved rapid growth. The mobile net add was 17.71 million, reaching a total of 144 million. Subscriber and the subscriber shares increased to 13.8%. The number of 3G subscribers increased by 14.67 million to 50.96 million. And around 33.3% of our total sub are 3G user, and is a relatively high proportion in the industry. The mobile service revenue in the first half maintained robust growth and rose by 36.7% to 42.6 billion as mobile internet application and 3G smart devices becomes increasingly proliferating and user habit of using 3G services has cultivated. The migration from 2G to 3G service further accelerates. Facing this golden opportunity for growth and upholding the disciplines of mobile operations, we set to accelerate the adoption of 3G application and smartphone, further promote mobile service as standalone product, and achieve scale breakthrough in mobile services. While enhancing our centralized efficient operation and differentiated service offering. The proportion of the mobile data revenue has continued to increase. In the first half of this year, mobile data business recorded solid growth. Mobile data revenue amounted 19.3 billion, up 46.7% over last year, contributing 45.3% of mobile service revenue. The monthly data traffic per 3G handset user reached 111 meg, up by 4.7% over last year. As always, we shall duly focus on scale development through expanding user base. And mobile data operations to establish edges in mobile internet operation in the course of mobile service development. The growth in mobile data revenue proves our achievement of mobile data traffic operation. In order to maintain good performance on mobile data traffic operation, we shall adhere to three strategies. First, we will focus on offering 3G smartphones and expanding smartphone subscriber base. Second, we will step up our effort to promote the adoption of internet application, introduce self-developed and collaborative application. Thirdly, we will enhance customer experience and provide customer coaching to cultivate subscriber habit of using mobile data while handset. Such that they know more about how to use the mobile data applications. Let's look at the wireline business. We see the rebound this year. Wireline revenue rebounded and amounted 83.9 billion, up by 1.9%. Within the wireline business, broadband, VAS, and integrated information services continued to grow. The decline of wireline voice revenue further reduced, mitigating the risk of wireline operation. In the second half, our focus on wireline development will remain on the fast-growing broadband business and integrated information service. Resources will be better allocated towards these two areas. We will also actively explore to introduce wildlife voice to bundle packages in order to slow down the decline of wildlife voice revenue. We expect wildlife revenue will remain stable in the year 2012 as well as next 2 to 3 years. In the first half, wildlife broadband maintains its strong growth. Revenue from wildlife broadband was 33.4 billion, up by 12.1%. Net add of broadband subs was 6.89 million, reaching total of 83.7 million, representing 19.4% growth. ARPU was 69.3. In the second half, we will capitalize the huge broadband services demand brought by informatization and favorable government policy to develop broadband services in China. We will adhere to our growth strategy of bandwidth upgrade, content enrichment, and premium brand building. We continue to promote the Broadband China Fiber Cities plan by accelerating the upgrade of fiber network in key regions, converting the network edges as marketing advantages, and furthering the scale development of broadband services. While offering bandwidth upgrade, we will actively expand high bandwidth internet applications such as online video, online chatting, and online gaming to boost high bandwidth demands and drive new momentum for the broadband market. We confident to achieve a net add of 13 million or above broadband sub this year. Let's look at the VAS. And in the first half of 2012, Wireline VAS and Integrated Information Services achieved a solid growth with revenue of 16.3 billion, up by 7.4%. In particular, based on the business plan of cloud services, we adopted centralized management of our IDC services and achieved remarkable result. Revenue from IDC service amounted 2.9 billion, up by 42.8%. This year, the company also set up a professional company for cloud service. The company has fully commenced the commercial application of cloud services by promoting the concept of smart city. We focus on three areas, namely smart government, smart life, and smart industry. We developed key industry applications and accelerated the scale replication and promotion of mature products to sustain the growth momentum of integrated information services. Let's look at the near-term priorities. The company attained remarkable results in the first half of 2012, proving our right strategies and solid execution. Looking forward, the company will adhere to the strategy of promoting scale development through dual leadership in innovation and services. By focusing on three major businesses, namely 3G, wireline broadband, and industry applications, and strengthening our four major capability, including innovation, servicing, effective centralizations and operation, and to strive to realize our goal. With our near-term focus set out here, we strive to make a big flow. First, to enhance centralized operation of our brand and new products. Second, to coordinate parallel growth of single product and bundle product. Third, to strengthen differentiated operating edges, leveraging refined market segmentation. Fourth, to boost data traffic operation by self-developed and cooperative products. Fifth, to drive sales with proliferating 3G smartphone and enhance the sales efficiencies. Now may I invite Madam Wu to present the company's financial performance. Thank you, President Yang. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I will now present the financial performance for the first half of 2012. The operating revenues were 138 billion, up by 14.9%. Operating expenses were 125.6 billion, up by 18.5%. Net profit was 8.8 billion, representing a 7.4% decline. Free cash flow was 8.5 billion. Next page is talking about the cost structure. In the first half of 2012, the company's operating expenses were 125.6 billion, accounting for 91% of revenue, with an increase of 2.8 percentage points year over year. First, network operation cost increased by 22.6%, up 1.5 percentage points as a percentage of operating revenue, mainly due to the increase in network lease fee, amounted to 11.8 billion, which is in line with the growth of the mobile revenue. If excluding the network lease fee, the increase of network operating cost was in line with that of revenue growth. Personnel costs increased by 11.5%, below the revenue growth, and lower by 0.5 percentage point as a percentage of revenue, as a result of effective control of personnel expenses. SG&A increased by 32%, up by 2.7 percentage point as a percentage of revenue. The increase of SG&A expense was due to the appropriate increase of sales and marketing initiatives for broadband and mobile service scale development. Mobile handset subsidies were 11.5 billion, up by 50.2%, attributable to 27.1% of mobile service revenue. Other operating expenses increased by 42.1%, mainly because of higher terminal sales and procurement volume, leading to increase of procurement cost, which was about 10.8 billion. Also, the expansion of mobile subscriber base and mobile voice traffic also edged up to internet interconnection expenses. Depreciation and amortization declined by 4.4%, reduced 3.6 percentage points as a percentage of revenue. In the first half, next talk about CapEx. In the first half of 2012, the company CapEx was 25.6 billion. Full year CapEx budgets will be controlled within like 54 billion. During the first half, the company effective control resources allocation and strictly control CapEx. First, investment in broadband and internet were 18.1 billion, increased by 21.2%, accounting for 70.4% of CapEx, effectively supporting the broadband fiber network and transformation and boosting our leading edges in broadband services. Second, CapEx on VAS and integrated information services amounted to 3.3 billion, up by 58.6%, accounted for 12.9% of CapEx. The investment focuses on informatization application for key industries, accelerating introduction of cloud services, cloud data center constructions, and supporting the fast rollout of mobile internet business. Third, IT and support investment amounted 700 million, up by 41.7%, accounting for 2.7% of CapEx. The investment was mainly spent to promote the upgrade of support platform of integrated services and the continuous optimization of IT platforms, facilitating the improvement of centralized and precision management. For Wineline voice investment were around 300 million, down by 26.4% and reduced to 1.3% of total capex. The investment strategy is obviously a balanced approach to cater the need for network maintenance and to reduce the investment risk. The following is the debt structure. In the first half this year, the company continued to rationalize the debt structure, and our total debt to total capitalization ratio decreased to 15.2%, which would facilitate our proposed acquisition of mobile network. Assuming the completion of the acquisition occurred at the end of June this year, our debt would increase by 84.6 billion. Our debt to total capitalization ratio would be 33.3%, and the net debt to EBITDA ratio would be 0.96, which were in the reasonable range. Let's conclude our first half, the work of first half. A full review of our performance in the first half shown the company a clearer direction is going forward. The company will focus on scale development and profitability improvement. Looking ahead, first, we will expand 3G and broadband subscriber base to achieve a breakthrough in subscriber market shares. Second, we will strive to achieve sustainable growth in revenue with equal emphasis on subscriber scale and quality. Third, we will optimize cost and investment structure and strengthen evaluation to enhance cost efficiency. Fourthly, we will keep improving our internal control to prevent operating risk. Finally, we will complete the acquisition of CDMA network to enhance future profitability improvement and create long-term value for shareholders. This is the end of the presentation. Thank you.